Flying across southern Queensland from Brisbane to Roma is a far different experience today to what it was 15 years ago. From the air, a spider's web of roads join up the 6,400 active coal seam gas wells that have been drilled. By the time all proposed wells are drilled, there could be about 20,000 active wells in Queensland. Coal seam gas tenements cover about 24,000 square kilometres of Queensland's Surat Basin, with much of that land used for agricultural purposes. And it's the crossover of these two industries which has brought both conflict and opportunity to regional Queensland. Two gas companies have tenements over the Lloyd family's property south of Chinchilla. As with several hundred other landholders in the region, when Scott and Katie Lloyd found out about 15 years ago that they would have to coexist with coal seam gas, they quickly had to get up to speed with what CSG extraction would mean for them.
You know, this was a new industry. We knew nothing about coal seam gas, and there was really not a lot of information available at that time. And, you know, we were nervous about what it meant for our future, our property. And, you know, it was hard to get that information and answers at that time.
Flash forward to 2014, and you have 18 wells on your property. You have Origin and QGC tenements here. What are your concerns now?
Unfortunately, I mean, the concerns are still there. We are lucky that we're in a position where we have so much more information available now. However, you know, there's still genuine concerns out there that we are really seeking further information on. Probably our biggest concern then and now would be about water, underground water. We have a huge reliance on that resource, and we are, you know, determined to ensure that we have that going forward for our business and lifestyle, obviously, here. Also, I mean, there's been a lot of concerns along the way with on-the-ground impacts. These haven't necessarily gone. They're still there, but I guess we are learning to manage those impacts. We're working with the companies on the ground to address those. And so, you know, it's been a long process, but I suppose we're getting there. I wouldn't say all fears have gone, but maybe, you know, the fog lifted to a degree.
The Lloyds are not alone in their concerns about water. From aquifer contamination to drawdown on bores, water has been one of the main concerns landholders have raised about CSG. Coal seam gas production involves drilling wells into the coal seams to release the water and gas stored there. As a result, the Office of Groundwater Impact Assessment, formerly known as the Queensland Water Commission, has been set up to look at the impact on water in the region. The first underground water impact report was put out in 2012 and found about 400 private water bores that source water from the Walloon coal measures are in what's called the long-term affected area. General Manager of Ogier, Randall Cox, says the understanding of how CSG impacts on underground water has improved enormously in 3 years.
Well, probably the biggest thing that's changed is the planned development by the companies. Every year we re-look at when they intend to develop tenures and how long they'll be developing them for, and we run that through our model to see what changes that's causing to predicted impacts. And there's been a general trend for industry to have started development later than was originally planned. So the impacts that we predicted in the underground water impact report won't be occurring as early. That's probably the biggest change that's occurred. As groundwater continues to be a primary concern for people, and we're trying to build confidence over time in the predictions that have been made and to improve those predictions about the impacts. There's been a build-up of knowledge from the drilling that's been done. We've been carrying out a lot of technical projects to improve our understanding of the system. And we're building a new geological model, and we'll build a updated groundwater flow model. And then we'll be updating the underground water impact report in late 2015. So we'll be out talking to people after that about the new updated predictions of impacts on groundwater levels in the area.
In spite of the concerns raised by farmers, coal seam gas companies have forged ahead. In the second quarter of 2014, 30,700 people were employed by the gas industry. The companies have spent about $146 million on community funding contributions, and taxation and royalty revenue from petroleum production, which is predominantly gas, is estimated at $561 million in 2015-16. The Western Downs Regional Council in southern Queensland has been the centre of a lot of upstream coal seam gas development. Mayor Ray Brown has had to navigate the region through the process.
Well, there's been significant differences. I suppose we're one of very few areas across the whole of rural or regional Australia where we have a positive growth, and that includes our unemployment at 3.7%, our youth unemployment at 7.2%. We're one of very few areas where our youth unemployment is single digit across the whole of Australia. So we've seen some enormous changes, up to 14,500 personnel in camps across the Surat Basin, how business houses have changed, how landowners' attitudes have changed, both negative and positive, two issues in relation to the industry. But I think the most craving issue of all was actually getting correct, up-to-date information and trying to keep the emotion out of it. So in this 14-year period, certainly over the last six, when there's the big race to go from well to wharf to get that gas onto these ships to try and get away for an export industry, the speed and ramp-up has had huge challenges. These go from every issue. Road infrastructure, a key one. You probably ask the question, would we have $500 million being spent on the Warrego Highway if we didn't have the gas industry? Would we get the second range crossing? Would we have the new airport at Toowoomba? All this, the energy sector has helped contribute.
But with that growth comes challenges.
Affordable housing. Other infrastructure costs, the cost of getting jobs done in our agricultural sector, motor mechanics and everything else. There's been a huge draw on our resources and staff to try and maintain them and keep them in our towns. You know, the peaks and troughs of any energy sector, regardless what it is. We were well aware of a construction period, which is that 2014, early 2015 peaks, and those numbers coming down. But we also is actually making sure our business houses and our communities are aware that the operation and maintenance stage is about to begin.
Looking forward 15 years, how do you see the community continuing to change and evolve as a result of this industry?
Well, I think that's the key one, is planning well ahead, making sure that you have good, sustainable infrastructure that's left for the community that's got longevity. So things like water and sewerage, road infrastructures. Look at substantial legacy. And as I've said for a long time, this is the cusp of an energy revolution across not only just Queensland and Australia. This has really taken the world by storm.